BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 22, verses 27 through 29. This gospel prophecy continues with the proclamation that the Gentiles will accept the message of Jesus and the apostles. Jesus told the apostles and his other disciples to go to the ends of the earth with the proclamation of the redemption he promised. Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20, Mark 16, 15 through 19, Luke chapter 24, verses 45 through 48, and Acts 1, verses 7 through 9. They did. Now I, some 2,000 years later, a Gentile by birth, believes that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God who suffered, and was buried and rose from the dead, and those who believe in his will have eternal life. How is the gospel preached 1,000 years before his suffering through David, and 2,000 years after his resurrection through me? The reason is verse 28, quote, "For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations." What a joy to be on the side of the winning. What a Lord who does these amazing things. I will bow down before him. Though I may someday physically die and my body becomes the dust of the earth again, I will kneel before him at the resurrection of the dead. I cannot keep myself alive, but Jesus will keep me alive. He lives, and I will live forever in him. Praise the Almighty God.
Sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.